This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Let's very quickly, what we do here is we buy and hold our products, you know, things that we're going to consume, things that we are concerned might be recalled. So, if it's cans of beans, if it is flour, flour goes in the freezer. You know, for a couple days, two, 3 days, to make sure we kill any hatchlings that might want to grow up to be bigger. Food products we buy and hold, and maybe 6 months later, we'll consider consuming them. And the reason for that is we look for the recalls. That way we won't have eaten many of the products that have become recalled. So the question is, can you count on your current cell phone provider? The answer is no. Can you count on Quaker Oats products to be safe? The answer, according to the internet, is no. Can you count on your dog food manufacturing company? The answer is no. Can you count on packaged salad greens? The answer is no. The question is, what can you count on? And the answer in my world is nothing. You're on your own. Gwyneth in Australia, welcome. You're on with Kathy.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Frosted. So how can we help you?
Well, we have a forest fire, a bush fire, about 30 miles to the north, to the southeast of us. And there's a, there's a wind blowing in that direction. So we are at the moment pretty well directly, downwind from a fairly major forest fire. So, I've known about this, you know, all of yesterday afternoon. And so basically spent the afternoon packing a set of go bags, two panniers for my horse Lily, and a backpack for myself. And it, you know, that's a document, about 3 days food, a change of clothing, a bit of newspaper in case I need some kindling for a cooking fire, and that sort of thing. And in case I need to leave here in a hurry, because that may be the case. We are keeping an eye on it. I had a few hours sleep, and I woke up, and the watch, they have the government here, they're actually, in this way, they're quite good. I don't know if they provide, like forest fire notifications in the United States on the internet, but they do here in Australia, and the notification area, I woke up and it had spread more in our direction, which is probably not a good thing, but, and I'm outside, I can smell the smell of smoke on the wind, because it is directly downwind of us. It's still far enough away where it's not any immediate danger. But if I could ask the class to pray for me, that would be great. Because
well, you've got it. You just have. Kathy, do you have any comments?
Oh, I will, Gwyneth. I will pray for you. I hope that your farm and your home are okay and your animals.
Yes. It's I've got some towns mentally lined up on the map where if the bushfire gets to these towns, then I'm going to go and tack up Lily at her stable, and I'm going to leave because I'm not going to try and defend this place. So that should leave me enough time if the fire gets to these towns to get out of here. So, and I may, she's at the point in her training now where I may be able to ride her, but whether I'll be able to do that with the pannier bags on is another question. And like I say, there's about 2 or 3 days of food in the pannier bags, a change of clothing, a cooking pot, and a few other basic essentials, and I've got the my identity document, and a few other things in a backpack for myself. So there we go.
But if what you're talking about is survival, and these are the kinds of things that only happen to other people. They don't happen to us, right? Here you are. Gwyneth is just telling you that it's happening to USA Prepares in Australia right now. So how many of you are prepared? And think about the animals. Think about the small animals, you know, like something the size of a cat or dog. What is their vantage point? Maybe 6 inches off the ground? Maybe a foot off the ground? It's not like a person at where our eyes are 5 or 6 feet off the ground. These guys can't really see very far because they're really close to the ground. It's terrifying. And you know what? A lot of this can be prevented. I mean, yeah, sometimes lightning strikes, but it's stupid people with campfires. It's stupid people with cigarettes. It's stupid people starting fires and not paying attention. It's catalytic converters on the bottoms of cars that run maybe 12 to 1500 degrees, and people park on the dry grass. And then there's the Teslas, of course. Gwyneth, thank you so much for sharing this with us. Kathy, do you have any other comments?
God bless you, Gwyneth. You'll be in my prayers.
Gwyneth, thank you for calling. I'll be okay, but as soon as the sun comes up, I'll be taking up Lily anyway, just to be safer than sorry. Okay.
Gwyneth,
have a great day, won't you?
You too. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Okay.
So there you have it. Class, a live call from Gwyneth in the middle of the night in Australia. It can happen to you. It's happening to her right now. And she's giving us an alert, and the point of that was, it can happen to you. You know, these forest fires that you hear about, they seem to happen to other people. And the COVID deaths, they seem to happen to other people. And the dog food recalls and the deaths from the dogs, they happen to other people, right? Well, all of it has happened to USA Preparers. We've lost faculty to the COVID jab. There's no question about it. I've lost family members due to the aerosol version of COVID. 4 of them. Extended family members. Lost neighbors to the left and right of us. Real close. Walking distance. Right here at the farm. Kathy, what's next?
Vince, real quick, I want to mention there is a sale at Menards right now. It ends today, but if you're out and about, they have vinegar for $1.99 a gallon. And when I go to my grocery store, the off-brand vinegar is $3.70 or $3.80. So I stocked up because I do use it quite a bit. and, you know, canning season is coming, and if you make pickles or you do other things where you have to use the vinegar, it'd be nice to have on hand. So I wanted to put that in there. And the other thing, Vince, is I wanted to mention flour. I think you and I talked about it. I got flour from Sam's, and I was having a terrible time with baking my bread. It just wasn't raising right. And so I finally traced it back to the flour. And so whether there was something wrong with it, it was this particular batch, I don't know. But I switched over. I went to Costco, and I got a big bag of the King Arthur flour. And that was my problem. So I'm not saying that all Sam's flour is bad. I don't know if you've used it, Vince, but, you know, when
yes, I have. You're talking about the red bag, which is the bread and pizza flour, right?
Yeah, it was a 25-pound bag, and so, of course, I'm using it. And I just couldn't understand why everything, it was so dense. And, like, typically, if you're making, like, a pound and a half loaf, you use 3 cups of flour and then about 1 cup plus or minus a tablespoon. Sometimes certain recipes have you go a little less, a little more. And I was having to add, like, a half a cup or more of flour. I don't know what they did to it. I don't know if it was just that particular bag, but I just wanted to give people like a warning on it, Vince, because I finally just got rid of it. I couldn't, I mean, I'm using it for like, if I'm making like a roux or like a sauce or something, it's okay with that, but I'm not using it for making bread.
Kathy, so you live in Ohio. We live in Missouri. There's quite a big distance between our Sam's Clubs. And so you bought the red bag of flour, and we did too. And we found exactly the same thing that you're talking about. So, class, what we're saying is it doesn't rise right. The loaf is not as fluffy. You have to use more flour. So I'm using heaping cups of flour. And typically the recipe is for a 1.5-pound loaf. It's 3 cups of flour and about a cup of water, plus or minus, you know, a tablespoon or two of water. So what I'm doing now is adding heaping cups of flour to get the same size loaf. Absolutely true. And it's the red bag of Sam's Club bread flour. So it seems to me that there's something wrong with the flour. What it is, I'm not sure at this point, but I've experienced the same thing. About the vinegar. So, yes, Menards has on sale vinegar, $1.99. And it's kind of a... It's not the heavy-duty milk jug, you know, thicker than a milk jug bottle of vinegar. It's a kind of a clear, not so strong, I think, container. But it is $1.99. And I asked Bam was going to our son was heading toward the big city, Springfield, and I said, Bam, can you get like I don't know, 4. Maybe a little bit more. So
I know
came back last
going.
Night and I said, so how'd it go with the vinegar? He said, I got it. I said, okay, good. How many did you get? 10. So, you know, what I need to do is divide by 2 whatever I'd like him to get. Okay? Because he can't do it. He cannot get 1. I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know if it's nurture. I don't know if it's nature. But... he got 10 of them. And, class, right now, Menards has an 11% off sale. I like Menards. I don't like the race car driver, John Menard, but I do like the fact that they are trying to be the new Sears, where they actually test the products, and their products are better than the average. They really are.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, the Earth's diameter is about 25,000 miles. So if you were to take a measurement around the, you know, the belly of the Earth, you know, the widest point, it'd be about 25,000 miles. If you were to measure the diameter of the Earth, it's about 8,000 miles. And there's an asteroid doing a flyby today. It's pretty big. It's about the size of a bus. And it is going to whiz by, well, about 140,000 miles away. How far is that? Well, it's pretty close. The Earth, the distance between the Earth and the Moon is roughly 239,000 miles. So that means that it's about 30 times the Earth's diameter away from us. It's about 9 to 10 times the Earth's circumference away from us. And this asteroid, the size of a bus, is going to do a flyby today at 140,000 miles. That's a little more than half the distance between the Earth and the Moon away from us. About 42 feet in diameter. So it's a pretty big asteroid. It's got a lot of mass. And if it were to hit, it would do a lot of damage. Now, what are the odds? Well, the media will tell, I guess the authorities, that's in quotes, would tell you, the likelihood is not going to land on anybody. Well, that's only because the Earth is three-quarters water. So three out of four chances it'll land in, you know, the ocean. But one in four chances it'll land on land. And if it did, it would be a huge problem. Now, I'm not saying panic, but I'm saying I don't really have a good, warm, fuzzy feeling that the alleged authorities are going to tell us what's up. I don't think they are. I don't trust them as far as I can throw a piano, as my father used to say. Kathy, back to you. Did we lose Kathy? Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Vince. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about this asteroid that's going to do a flyby as close as roughly half the distance to the moon?
Yeah, I did, Vince.
It's a concern.
Yeah, you know, we can't trust. You can't trust them, just like what we talked about the first hour. You know, what are they doing to anything that they manufacture? Our food, our vehicles, you know, parts, equipment, it's all, the quality has gone down and nobody's really looking after us. I mean, you and I talked before, we don't have enough time and energy to grow all of our own food and to do everything that we need to do. And you know, Vince, you were talking about like the pet food and, you know, God bless you for rescuing the animals that came to your farm. Who knows what would have happened to them. So you just do the best you can. The only thing I would say, Vince, is if somebody is interested in even trying, you don't have to do everything. You could say, hey, I've got some extra eggs this week, or, you know, I got a bunch of carrots on sale. Like, I buy them in bulk at Costco or Sam's. I buy them like 10 pounds at a time. So you don't have to do everything. If you could just supplement a little bit here and there with what you have that maybe you have too much. If you grew more peppers in your garden, you can throw those in there. I mean, whatever it is that you have extra. So that was just, I wanted to encourage people on that. You know, Vince, we were talking about making bread, and along with that goes yeast. And I would just encourage people to buy it in bulk. Right now, Sam's has got a two-pack, 16 ounces each for $6.18. Costco and Gordon's has it about the same price. The little package is where you only get, I think it's 2.5 teaspoons. It's $1.29 for a three-pack. So you can freeze it then. You can put it in the freezer and take out a little bit and keep it in the refrigerator or cupboard and use it. And I have never had it go bad.
Very good. Kathy and I will be right back after bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee is expressing his belief the impeachment inquiry into President Biden has concluded.
The whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin pointing to the recent arrest of a former FBI informant for allegedly making up bribery accusations against the president, a key aspect of the impeachment investigation. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Biden's broader forgiveness plan last year. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Cheating. Thank God you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy, it looks like the news is starting to catch up with the things that we've been saying here at USA Prepares. So we say it first, then they catch on. Now there are articles in the mainstream media talking about new appliances and how they don't last worth a darn, and people are really disappointed with their purchases. So, yeah, I've been looking at Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, and here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing new styled refrigerators, you know, the ones that people would say, well, we just wanted to buy it because of the new look. So I'm talking about dishwashers with the controls on the top of the door. I'm talking about these new modern looking refrigerators that are stainless steel with lots of features and electronic controls, and washing machines with new features and electronic controls and dryers, and then the combo units, the washers and dryers, the stackables. You know, where there's actually they are stacked and you buy the washer and dryer together, kind of a smaller size. What we're finding on Facebook Marketplace, what I'm finding is that people are selling. They're saying, free, come get it. Come get it. And that's so they don't have to hire somebody to get rid of it. So we're looking at relatively new appliances that don't last worth a darn, and people regret having bought them because their old one they got rid of because they wanted the new look. So I'm talking about stainless steel four-door refrigerator-freezer combinations, like two bottom drawers that you pull out. And the ads in Facebook Marketplace will say refrigerator works, freezer doesn't. Or the washer-dryer combination, the washer works great, but the dryer doesn't work. Or it'll be a washing machine and it needs a part, not sure what to do, $25. Freezers, a few years old, doesn't cool properly. I'm seeing it over and over and over again. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, I am too. I was just going to bring this up, Vince. You know, I got to thinking about, you have talked about it since I've listened to you. And, you know, now you have Frank on Mondays. And I know that Kyle has talked about it and Rich, and we've all talked about it. And so I got to thinking about it. I'm like, my old Maytag refrigerator and, I mean, washer and dryer, I really try hard not to overuse them. I don't overload my washer. I check the pockets. I do all the things that we've talked about, and we have backup parts for that. I really want those to last. And if by any chance I can't get them fixed, I will try to find the older models of something that maybe can be fixed. But, you know, at some point I may not be able to do that. But I was thinking about it a couple days ago, getting ready for today, and maybe Vince, like, it could be part of our homework. Maybe we should say, with things that we have, like, how can I make this last longer? How can I, what can I do to prevent, you know, having, cause it to die quicker? How do I clean it? How do I maintain it? And I was even thinking about things like your coffee maker. You know, are there things that if we did like a little research, or your toaster, if we did a little research, is there certain things that would cause it to die quicker, or is there certain things, you know, harder on it, whatever it is, whether it's your iron, your sewing machine, your refrigerator, your compressor. I just think it'd be very wise to maybe have like a notebook or a folder. And mm-hmm. do a deep dive, Vince, and have, like we always talk, you know, three is two, two is one, and one is none. And I'm finding that out with some of the things that I've owned.
I'll tell you what we can do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we can do, Kathy. We can do it right now off the top of our heads, or we can do a class next time you're on in 2 weeks from now on a Thursday. If you want to write a list of, okay, what do we do? Here are the appliances. Here are the items that we'd like to make last longer. And you can just pose those questions to me, and we'll do it right on the air. Every single one of them. You talked about coffee makers. That's easy. Sewing machines, that's easy. Compressors, that's easy. Refrigerators, freezers, that's easy. Toasters, not so much you can do, but I have a few suggestions. But, yes, we could do the whole thing. If you would like, we can have a whole class just on that, if you'd like.
We can start now. On one thing with sewing machines, I did a little bit of reading. I'm very good about oiling it. There's certain places to oil it. But then I realized I wasn't oiling it enough. So, you know, after so many things, then you oil it. They say after a big project, but that can vary. You know, one person's project might be, a lot, so, or one might be a little. So I just oil it like every 2 weeks. And if you're going to take it out of a box that you haven't used it for a while, you know, oil it and then run it back and forth on a piece of scrap fabric and get that all lubricated. Another thing is that I didn't know, was, and I don't yank it, but normally when you thread the machine, it goes through the tension and all the way down. Well, I always just release the tension a little bit, and I would pull it. But they recommend cutting it and then pulling it through the needle at the bottom. Don't cut it at the top. before it goes into your tension threaders, and then you cut it. That way you're not getting bits of thread and debris in those tension, and you're not pulling and making them, you know, maybe not last quite as long. So that's just a few things that I learned. But, Vince, I think that, you know, go ahead with whatever you're off the top of your head, because as we go on with this, I am talking to more and more people that they do not like the new items, or they bought the front load washer, had it for 3 years. It was an LG. It died. They ended up getting rid of it and buying an old, or trying to get either a new front loader or top loader, I mean, or getting a used one. So.
Okay, so I have a suggestion. I have a couple suggestions. Kathy, you've got a couple Maytag appliances, washer and dryer. I suggest you consider doing this real soon, and that would be find a Whirlpool or a Maytag that's 15 years old. That works. Washing machine. I don't think we need dryers. I mean, a dryer, I guess, is nice to have. We have three or four of them lying around here, but I haven't hooked them up because we use the clothesline, and we save about a dollar every time we don't use the dryer. So that's like $365 a year minimum if we were buying electricity. So I would suggest you consider finding on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist a good used washing machine that someone is getting rid of because they want the new look. They haven't learned yet. So you can benefit from their lack of knowledge or ignorance. So I'm talking $50, $25 for a used washing machine. I would say, you know, if you want to get the dryer that matches, fine, but I don't think you need that in terms of a terrible situation. Not having a clothes washing machine is a bad thing. Having a dishwasher and a clothes washer are really important appliances, in my opinion. So I would get that now. Now, in terms of how do you make that last longer, it's real easy. You get a vacuum cleaner, and you remove the cabinet. And you can look on YouTube how do you remove the cabinet. It's two screws, two clamps, and it's about, if you've never done it, it's going to be about 10 minutes to remove the cabinet. You just lift it off, and you and your husband can lift it off together. And then you can take your vacuum cleaner with a nozzle, and you can vacuum out the motor area. And you'll find that, you know, your dog hair is in there, and you'll find some dust. Even though you are an immaculate housekeeper, as based on the pictures I've seen of that you've sent me of your dogs and your kitchens and your bread and all that. Even though you are an immaculate housekeeper, dust seems to find its way under the washing machine cover, especially on the bottom where the motor is. So, and the motor draws in air to cool itself. So if you vacuum that out, the inlet and the outlet of the motor, and if you or your husband decide to put some synthetic 5W30 engine oil into the transmission with a syringe, you'll have to get a large, like cattle-sized syringe, and put in 3 to 6 cc's of warmed up engine oil, 5W30, it will make the transmission last longer. Because the oil seems to volatilize over the years, 10, 20 years of having one of these machines. So there's a vent hole at the top of the transmission. It's about the size of a number 2 pencil point, if you have a sharpened number 2 pencil, so it's small. About the size that you put about the size of a MapTac pin. That's how small it is. So you use a syringe, and you heat the needle part of the syringe at the end, form it into an L over your gas stove or electric stove, bend it gently with some needle nose pliers, and then you can grind off the point of the needle. So it's a flat point or a flat tip, and you can put 5W30 warmed up engine oil through the syringe into the top cover of the transmission. You'll see a tiny bump on the top cover, and there's a little hole, a vent hole. And that's where you put it in. And there's no dipstick. There's no way of checking how much oil's in there without taking the transmission cover off. So I don't recommend you do that. Just add it. That's number one. Number two, sewing machines. So there are a whole bunch of mechanical contact points on a sewing machine. There are shafts, there are gears, there's a motor, and there's cams. And a cam is an oblong bump on a shaft. And what it does is there's a cam follower that rides right on that cam bump or the cam lobe, and it will move a lever back and forth. That is a high wear point. And it's not obvious that that is what you lubricate with what I would use, probably non-detergent 30-weight oil. And you can buy that at, you know, the big box auto stores, and the non-detergent 30-weight engine oil. And it is not for engines. It's just for lubricating non-combustion type engines. It's just lubrication. It is not detergent. It is not anti-wear additives. It's not anti- or heat-absorbing additives. It's just oil. So non-detergent oil is what I use, 30-weight, and I oil all the moving parts, the gears, the shafts, the cams, the cam followers, and the motor. And the motor has a couple oil points. And the typical motor on a sewing machine has felt oil retention, we'll call them washers. And the idea is that the oil stays on the felt and it lubricates the shaft of the motor. There's two little holes on either side, or two little holes on the motor, one on each side of the where the shaft is. And you'll see a little tiny hole just above that. And what I do is I take you can use a paper clip if you want, a large paper clip, and unfold it and put bend it so that the oil will follow down the paper clip, which you've wiped clean, and the oil will go into the hole where the motor shaft is. Now, I just see that I lost connection. Kathy, are you still with me? Am I still with you?
Yes, I can hear you, Ben.
Okay, did I drop out at all?
No.
Okay. My screen shows that I dropped out for about 10 seconds. Okay, so the idea is to make sure that you unplug the sewing machine, turn it the correct direction with that wheel by hand, and make sure you look at all the points that move, and those are the ones you want to oil. But the two that are most forgotten, well, maybe the ones on the bottom are easily forgotten. The ones under the screws, remove two screws at the top cover, those are easily forgotten. And then, of course, the motor and the cams. Those are the ones that are forgotten. I bought a used sewing machine. I oiled it up in 15 minutes, and it is magnificent.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the bottom line is electric motors need cooling, and they seem to collect dust, the air intakes, and that prevents adequate cooling. So vacuum them. That means under the refrigerators, you know, the coils. The coils are behind the refrigerator. Vacuum them. And if your refrigerator doesn't have wheels, go buy them. And you can buy a set of appliance rollers and about $15 on the internet, and they're adjustable. And you put, it's a track with a bunch of wheels on it, little tiny wheels that may be 1 inch high, plastic wheels on little axles. And you adjust the length of these roller systems. You put one under each side, one under the left, one under the right side of your refrigerator or freezer. And then you can roll the refrigerator or freezer out and get behind it. It's the way to go. So if your refrigerator doesn't have the wheels that they used to all have, then you can, for $15, buy them and move your appliances. All of our refrigerators and freezers have them, all of them, because we bought them. And that way we can easily roll them out. And if you think about it, $15, how far is that going to go on a service call? Nowhere, right? So by rolling it out and vacuuming behind it, you can certainly save replacing those devices by lengthening their lifespan. Kathy, any comments about that?
Yeah, Vince, I have two comments. I want to make sure I clarify when I was talking about oiling the sewing machine as frequently. That's in the bobbin case. I know the others, you should oil them frequently, but the bobbin case is, there's directions in your manual. I wanted to clarify that. I don't think I mentioned that. And, you know, the other thing, Vince, is I was talking to a couple, and they have an old Whirlpool dryer, and it wasn't working right. And they called the service guy out, and he told them what it was. And he goes, well, maybe I should just get a new one. And it was a young man that came out. And he said, no, you're going to want to fix these because the new ones aren't going to last. And the service call with the part was like $90. And because this man's not that well-versed in how to fix things. But kudos to the service man that told him to keep what he had and, you know, not get a new one. So, and vacuuming the coils, you know, Vince, with all your dogs that you have, I'm sure you get a lot of dust and hair under there.
Well, you know, we don't start with the vacuum. We start with the rake. And so Mrs. Spinelli keeps a rake in the kitchen. So we rake up, you know, the big chunks, and then we vacuum. Now, of course, I'm kidding. But I wanted to share this. Class, we have a vacuum flow central vacuum system. It's a model 466Q. Has about a 6-gallon bucket to pick up the dust and the dog hair and all that stuff. And it works great. It's cyclonic, so there's no bag to replace. It really works well. And it has a lifetime guarantee. And I want to give a pat on the back to the VacuFlow people, because we found that ours would trip the circuit breaker integral to the vacuum flow system. And they discovered that they needed to increase the circuit breaker size to protect the motor within their system from a 15 amp to a 17 amp. And they decided they needed additional cooling. So they came up with a new cap to cover the motor that's ventilated. And they discovered that the power cord that was rated for 15 amps, when you put in the new 17 amp breaker, it ran warm. So they gave us for free power cord replacement, heavier duty, the motor head cover, and the circuit breaker. Now, I'm going to do the work myself, but what I'm saying is they actually stood behind the product, VacuFlow. I suggest that you consider buying an American-made product when you can. And so, Kathy, did you say around $90 to repair that appliance?
Yes.
Okay, so around here, if you were to buy a brand-new one, let's say it was $600, 8% sales tax, that's $48 right there. You're almost at the sales tax on a new one is almost approaching the cost of fixing the old one, the sales tax. And it does nothing to benefit you, paying sales tax. Doesn't benefit you one iota.
And I gave him the Vince speech when I was talking to him about everything we were talking about with keeping things fixed and not buying the new ones. And I'm getting more responses from people like, yeah, I think you're right.
You know, when you said the Vince speech, I was concerned that you might be saying, Vinny would say, don't be an idiot. Don't buy a new one. What, are you retarded? No, you're right. Don't buy a new one. Don't buy a new appliance. Make sure that you learn how your current appliance works, and you can maintain it and make it last a lot longer. And about coffee makers, that's real easy. So most water has calcium in it, lime, and that's dissolvable by a mild acid. So vinegar. So you could take, let's say, a cup of water or 2 cups of water, put a few tablespoons of white vinegar in there, put it in the coffee maker cavity and reservoir, and turn it on. You know, make sure you put the coffee pot on there. You don't have to put a filter on it. And that will dissolve the lime. You do that a couple times, and your coffee machine will work way better. And you might want to do that every couple of months. So, Kathy, if you'd like, we can, you know, we can do appliance repairs and how to make them last longer, whenever you want. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
Attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.